The Brady Report.
It is a Thursday morning. Brexit rolls on into Brady. Good morning.
Yeah, it does. Morning, boys. Morning, everyone. So it's been another stressful day for the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, under a lot of pressure now. He's in government. He's in number 10 Downing Street. But is he really in power? Numbers dwindling away because he keeps sacking all the rebels in his own Conservative Party. So today he got a little bit hot and flustered while debating in the chamber of the House of Commons. And he was reminding Labour about a phrase that their Shadow Education Secretary had used for their own economic policy, and it was the S word, or bust. And Boris Johnson repeated that word for word to Labour live on TV, everyone watching, and then he said, I happen to think it's both. So he was pointing out he was trying to criticise their economic policy, but to hear a British Prime Minister swear in the House of Commons is not a good look.
What's the latest in regards to an election?
Well, they've been talking about it all night, Millsy, and they haven't really got anywhere. The numbers aren't there. You know, he needs to get a two-thirds majority. He put the motion down. He needs to get a two-thirds majority. But October the 15th is the date Boris Johnson wants to have an election. That would then mean that whoever is the Prime Minister goes to Brussels. There's a European Union summit 2 days later on the 17th. And as it stands, unless this legislation all gets speeded up and happens, Britain will be leaving without a deal on October 31st. But it's all to play for. It really is.
Right. What about this British retailer? Very well known. That's dropped out of the top 100 businesses.
Yeah. So the FTSE 100 is the stock exchange, basically, and it's the top 100 businesses performing in the UK. And Marks and Spencer have been in there forever. In 1998, they made British retail history. They were the first company to ever record profits of $2 billion in one 12-month period. Well, spool forward a few years, and they're not reaching those kind of numbers, that's for sure. Certainly, their food is very popular. M&S food halls are very, very popular across the UK. Quality food, albeit probably a little bit pricey for some people, but their fashion is what has failed them. Year on year, they try to get people in buying men's clothes, women's clothes, children's stuff, and it just hasn't worked out for them. So the end result is September 23rd, M&S will be falling out of the FTSE 100 for the very first time.
All right, mate, will you take care? You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys. Good.